This is the first in our series of legislative update programs this year. Today, we hear from State Senator Whitney Westfield, State Senator Stan Humphries. Also, we'll hear from State Representative Myron Dossett, Lynn Beckler, and from State Representative Walker Thomas. First of all, we hear from State Senator Whitney Westfield about this week in the Kentucky General Assembly. We'll start off with a reaction to Governor Matt Bevin's State of the Commonwealth address on Thursday night.
I think he did a great job. He laid out the case for his reelection. He also, kept a pretty good peaceful set of remarks. I don't think he went after anybody other than Andy Beshear, and I don't have a problem with that because his criticisms of Beshear were accurate and correct. But otherwise, he stayed pretty positive, talked about the economic outlook of Kentucky. Early on in his speech, he talked about the $17 billion of investment we've got promised to Kentucky and the 49,000-plus jobs we've added in the last 3 years. And I think that's probably the cornerstone of his first term, as well as his case for reelection. And I think, he talked about a number of other things. He spoke about faith. He spoke about how Kentucky's a pro-life state. 80% of the legislature is a declared pro-life elected official. And he spoke out against the legislation recently passed in New York, and that's being proposed in Virginia. And certainly took a very different line on life than the embattled governor of Virginia. And I thought it was a really good address. He talked about Senate Bill 1, which the Senate passed unanimously on Friday morning. He spoke about it as being the top priority of the entire General Assembly. That Speaker Osborne and Senate President Stavridge have talked about that, and the governor had too. And it came off the Senate floor Friday morning unanimously, and it'll head to the House, where I assume it'll meet a similar sort of outcome. It's a year's worth of work, and I was happy to vote for it.
Well, Senator, first week in session, tell us some of the highlights for you for the first week in the session of the Kentucky General Assembly.
Well, remember, this bill is a work product of a school safety task force that was put together not long after the shooting just about a year ago in Marshall County. Max Wise, the Senate Education Committee chair, who headed that group up along with a number of other folks, including Senator Danny Carroll, who represents Marshall County. And they heard from experts. They heard from school administrators, teachers, family members, students, law enforcement officials. It requires some effort on the part of local districts to take a more direct approach on school safety in conjunction with a new state level examination of school safety. It's a comprehensive bill, but I think it's a first step. I think there are other things that they didn't go into, and I think they would acknowledge that. But this is an effort. This is an effort that reflects a bipartisan group's compromise. It should do some good.
What are some of your other highlights from this first week back in session?
I think the biggest highlight for me, other than Senate Bill 1, would have to be where I was during most of the debate on Senate Bill 1 on Friday morning, and that was in the Supreme Court room for the oral argument on Marcy's Law. The folks will remember that 63% of Kentuckians voted to enact constitutional rights for crime victims, but because of a nearly last-minute lawsuit filed by KACDL, the Defense Attorneys Association here in Kentucky, that lawsuit has now made its way to the Supreme Court, and we heard arguments today about whether or not the ballot question, the actual question that people saw on their ballots last November, was constitutionally valid. I think the case law clearly, very convincingly, says that it was. But now, with those arguments out of the way, we wait for the Supreme Court to decide. And they're going to go one of two ways, we assume. They're either going to agree with the Franklin Circuit Court and say that the question was not good enough, or they're going to reverse the Circuit Court and say that the question was sufficient, which is obviously what we think is appropriate. If they don't go our way, I'll file the bill in 2020. And make sure that we work on the bill and get it ready for the 2020 general election.
Senator Westfield, anything else you'd like to talk about this week that may have happened in your Judiciary Committee?
The only other thing I'd mention, we had testimony this week in Judiciary, our first meeting. A lot of testimony on just two bills. One bill that would prohibit the use of the death penalty on criminal defendants, certain criminal defendants who have one of five specific, very well-recognized mental health disorders. They have to have a documented history of that disorder diagnosed prior to their conduct that got them in prison and the death penalty, and they had to have it when they were doing that conduct. That bill has passed unanimously out of committee a year ago, but then it stalled, trying that again. The other bill that we heard was another one that floated around for a number of sessions, and that's to create a new crime for strangulation. The domestic violence advocacy community is the one that's behind this because it's a legitimate issue. We've got a gap in our statutes. We have an assault in the fourth degree. It's a misdemeanor offense, and that's typically what's charged in a domestic violence sort of situation. The injury is not particularly severe. And then we have the next level of assault is assault second. There is an assault third, but you can't be a victim of assault third unless you're a police officer or first responder or maybe one or two other groups of people. And that assault second is a really severe level of injury. And then there's assault first, which is just short of killing somebody. There's a gap there where strangulation doesn't have a place to go. And we need to make sure that that crime is on the books. It's certainly something that we see in domestic violence relationships and situations. And I think it's high time that we create that crime so that prosecutors have that tool to go after the people that are guilty of that. There are other bills that I hope to hear next week, several that I hope to hear next week, including a bill that would make accommodations for pregnant women and workplaces, and several others. We've got a lot of work to go still on the session.
Next, we hear from 1st District State Senator Stan Humphries as he talks about the governor's State of the Commonwealth address on Thursday night. Plus, we talk about some other legislative issues as well.
Oh, I thought the governor did a good job with his speech. I thought he had some, he probably used some notes last night. Kind of even kept more on task with the what was at hand. And I think he laid out a vision for Kentucky. I think that a lot of the comments that were made sitting there in the House chambers, you know, was met with a lot of support both sides of the aisle, and I think that was good. Kentucky faces a lot of issues, and we've dealt with several issues and still trying to work through some of those more complicated issues, but I think that all in all, I think his speech last night was met with a lot of support. Obviously, there were some candidates in the room there that were listening to every word as was spoken by the governor. I think that for the most part, both Senate and House members were pleased with what he had to say and outlining his vision for this upcoming year.
Senator, the first week in session, you might talk about some of the highlights of the first week of the General Assembly.
Wasn't there the first week of session, the first 4 days, due to some health setbacks, but I was there this week and it was bustling and busy and a lot of things took place. So several bills that went through committee. Committees were actively engaged. I was fortunate enough to have one of the bills that I had filed, Senate Bill 32, which was filed last year. It's a well driller's bill. It may not seem that important to many folks who are maybe listening. If you get your water from a municipality, maybe it's not. But for a great part of the state, you still rely heavily on water wells, it is, and this was a way to allow for well drillers' assistance to be part of more of a program under a certified driller. Really a growth bill, a business bill that allows the person who owns the equipment, maintains the equipment, runs the business to have assistance. Currently, that individual is required to be on location when a well is actively working, and we all know that's probably not taking place as it should be. So this legally sets up a framework for changes to be made to allow for growth and opportunity and more or less an apprenticeship program through this deed across our state. So that was one of the bills that I was able to get through committee and have passed off the Senate floor this week. There was some other ones, another bill that was organ donation. The numbers just aren't there as far as, you know, getting folks on that list. And so another push through this bill to allow for extra attention to that. And then this morning, in fact, Friday morning, as we're recording this, there was Senate Bill 1, which is the school safety bill. And there's, you know, several aspects to that, but really a second part of that will be with, as we come back in the 2020 session with the budget session, to allow for some additional funding to go along with the school safety portion of the bill that was passed this morning. Overwhelming support by both Republicans and Democrats for this. And this, like several of the items we deal with on a daily basis, has no really political overtones. It's just trying to fix a problem. And I think that we've made a good step forward today trying to do that. It was a committee that worked on this basically all year, since the tragedy that in our part of the state in Marshall County last year. And both the two families that lost loved ones last year were testified in committee on Thursday, and were very supportive of this Senate bill being passed. So we were glad to do that, and hopefully that certainly does not by any means eliminate the possibility of future issues, but we certainly think we made a step forward today with this this bill that will go to the House next week and hopefully be signed by the governor and put into law before too long.
Legislative update continues in just a moment as we hear from our state representatives on 96.5, 100.9 WHPO.